Well, good morning, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to our Enlightened Networking weekly call for December 23rd, our 30 minutes of wisdom call. This is Gregory Mascari from Bozeman, Montana, and I want to thank you for joining us here and on this live call or on the replay. And Robin and I started these weekly calls several months ago, kind of as our way of paying it back or really paying it forward for all the amazing people that we've been blessed to meet, the wisdom we've learned, and the tremendous opportunity that we've shared over the decades. And our intention with these Friday morning 30-minute wisdom calls is to create a safe space where people from all professions, backgrounds, and companies can come together and learn from some of the most enlightened and forward-thinking authors, speakers, and trainers, and really enlightened beings in the world today. As we're wrapping up this year of 2011 and at the cusp of a great year of 2012, we have a very special call for you here this morning. And this call has really been incubated over the decades, where Robin has developed a ritual at the end of the year of sharing with people some very provocative questions that gets you thinking in terms of what are the lessons I've learned for this year of that's coming to a close, and what would I like my greatest contribution in this new year to be? So we have some guest speakers lined up. They're going to be sharing with us here this morning, but I'd like to turn the call over to Robin and invite her to tell you a little bit about this ritual and these questions that she's been doing for, such a long time.
Well, thank you, Gregory, and thank you, everyone who's with us today or listening on the recorded call. In the email, we did send a copy of the questions we're going to be talking about today, and as Gregory mentioned, we've asked a few people to share a little bit about their responses or any comments they have about the questions, and we invite you guys to also participate. And so I just want to give a little history. This is such a special time of year, and so many people take a little extra time to reflect at this time of year and do some planning and intention for the new year. Many, many years ago, back in 1985, I was presented with 86 questions for 1986. And that was quite daunting in the receiving of that, but I took it to heart. I actually took the time to complete all 86 for 1985 and 85 for 85 and 86 for 86. It took a long time. I had a very deep experience sharing this with a friend. And then I lived in the question of how can this be more available to people? So I created a document to share because I thought it was so valuable, but I realized most people would not spend that time. So I created a new document, shortened it, and starting in 1986, a year later, started sharing. And what's happened over the years is I've sent it out to hundreds at a time, sometimes thousands, and people started sharing it, and stories started pouring in from all over the world. And now that we have social media and blogs, I got all these requests to put it on blogs. I've been interviewed for magazines about these. And what I love about this process is typically as Americans, we're really good at starting things. One of our challenges is completing things. And so the beginning of this process is really looking at some questions to take to heart what happened in this last year, to take some time to acknowledge ourselves and review what happened. And so there's lots of questions like, what was your biggest triumph in 2011, your smartest decision? If you were to sum up the year in one word, what would it be? Greatest lessons? And so there's many different questions, and we're going to have a few people share in a few minutes, and I invite those of you listening to, after we have our invited guests to share, to really take a look at maybe if you want to add a comment or a response to any of these questions. You know, and most important, I believe, is the power of completing before we begin. And so the last question is, what else do you need to do or say to be complete and call the year complete? And many of you know next week we have a very special guest who's going to be talking about and sharing the importance and power of completion. So as far as creating, then we move into creating and setting intention for the new year. Really, if there was one word that you'd like to have as your theme in 2012, what would it be? What would you like to be your biggest triumph? What advice would you like to give yourself? These are just a few of the questions. So I invite you to be pondering these, and I'm going to invite our invited guests on who said they'd get the ball rolling, and you are welcome to take over also. So we're going to open up the lines, and if you do have any noise in your background, please do mute your lines with star 6. If you want to speak, you'll push star 6 again. And for those of you, we will be live, and I'm going to start out and see if Deb is available to get the ball rolling, because Deb, I think of everyone on the line, you've probably been doing this longer than anyone. Are you there?
Of course I'm here.
All right. Do you want to get the ball rolling for us?
Sure. Well, what I did this morning in the completing was I just circled the three that I thought were the most impactful for me. And the first one is number 3. It says, what one word sums up and best describes your 2011 experience? And I know I don't have the right word, but for me it was growing. And I meant growing myself.
Beautiful. Beautiful.
And then number 7, of course, what am I the most happy about completing in 2011 was, you know, I have lost 50 pounds, and I can now walk 4 miles a day and swim a mile a day. So that one was just getting healthy and fit, healthier and more fit. And it has made me feel about 20 years younger. So it's given me quite a new look on life.
Beautiful. Congratulations.
And then number 11, what important relationship improved most in 2011? And it was my relationship with myself.
Wow.
And I've improved some other relationships, but that is number 1 to me. So.
Well, I want to thank you. And I do want to ask a quick question, because you've been doing these longer than anyone. Do you have any comments about, you know, the value of this and taking the time to do this?
Well, I don't know how many people on this line know that I'm anal retentive, but I know some of you do. So mine are in a notebook. I think it's fascinating, because what I do is I don't look in a notebook until I finish the new year. Like when I'm done with these two, then I will open the notebook and read back. And it's definitely a growing experience. And, you know, it's pretty amazing, because
that's
a lot of what I've accomplished.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much for saying that. And I have a 3-ring binder, and I put year after year in there, and it's a powerful experience. Thank you, Deb. And let's see. I believe Lynn is on the line. Lynn, would you like to share briefly?
Can you hear me?
We can hear you just fine.
Okay. I'm going to follow Deb's footsteps and answer the same 3 questions.
All right.
So the theme for my past year was be inspired. And I had no idea when you said a theme like that how deep it can go and how wide. So I was grateful to be inspired, because I learned inspiration can come from many people and from many different angles that you may not expect when you put a theme. And the thing I'm happiest about is that I followed that theme all year long, so I revisited it each month. I had one of my clients actually gave me a sign that I could put in my office that had Be Inspired on it, and that reminded me of that. And on days when I didn't feel like I was being inspired, I tried to be inspiring. So I'm happy that was a theme and guided me. And the relationship that I gained the most was my primary relationship with a significant other, where that theme actually played into me working deeper and harder in communicating so that we could have an inspired relationship. So I took one theme and just tried to go broad and wide with it.
That is so beautiful. And setting intention like that is one of the most powerful things we can do. And as you said, you're looking for it all the time, day in, day out, week in, week out, month in, month out, and bringing it to every dimension. So I want to take your lead on that one. Thank you, Lynn. Much appreciated. Any other comments, Lynn, before we move to someone else?
No, just thanks for the opportunity.
Well, great to have you here. And if for those of you that don't know, Lynn was one of our speakers on 30 Minutes of Wisdom on being fearless. And I've actually hired her as my coach. And talk about being inspired. Oh, my. What a huge contribution she is in my life. I'm so grateful. So I want to move into the next room here in our house. We have Sam Mascari that actually is participating with us this morning. And Sam is 26 years old, and I am absolutely inspired by this young man in big ways. Sam, are you with us?
I sure am, Robin. Thank you.
Thank you.
I went to 2012 because there's a lot that I'm really excited about doing, and picked a few questions. So the first is number one, what would you like to be your biggest triumph in 2012? For me, it is buying a piece of land and creating a sustainable farm and community learning center in my hometown. And then to number seven, I'm most looking forward in 2012 is learning how to, I'm sorry, number seven was, what am I looking forward to learning? And I'm most looking forward to learning how to connect my community's needs with the abilities and gifts of myself and those around me, and learning how to use and run a nonprofit that was recently transferred over to me to create a sustainable local food source and knowledge space. That's very exciting and a big deal for me right now. And then another one is number 10. What is one as yet undeveloped talent you're willing to explore in 2012? I'm really excited to explore my as yet undeveloped talent of social entrepreneur and a small business owner, because there's a few great ideas out there that I know would really help the world and also provide an income for myself, and I'm really ready and excited to bring those into reality. And then I picked a few of them. They were just so good. I couldn't hold myself to a few. Who or what other than yourself are you most committed to loving and serving in 2012, number 12? I'm most committed to loving and serving our Mother Earth in whatever ways I'm guided and inspired to do. It's really clear to me that what I'm doing is for the betterment of all the species in the planet and the whole planet. And that's how I want to align my actions. And then I did one more. What one word would you like to have as your theme in 2012? And for me, it was really clear. I did this all late last night. I was pretty tired, but I must have known the answers because it came out pretty clearly. For me, the one word is integrity, integrity, integrity. And I looked it up, and that means the state of being complete or undivided. So for me, that means having my thoughts and my actions in complete congruency with each other, and living my life in alignment with my values. So a total unification of my thoughts and my actions and mind, body, spirit. And then I was thinking right before I went to bed, the opposite of integrated is disintegrated, and it's kind of clearly not an enjoyable state to be in. So that's my one word. Thanks, Robin.
Oh, Sam, thank you. And, you know, Sam is one of those great leaders of this, you know, 20-something generation that's really taking to heart a level of responsibility that is magnificent to make a huge difference. I'm daily inspired by this young man, and I'm so grateful that you were sharing this morning. So I want to move up to northern Montana. Is Patty Blonda with us?
Good morning, Robin. I am.
Good morning.
I'm still reeling from listening to Sam. What
isn't that exquisite?
Thank you, Sam, so much. It's been many years since I've seen you, but you definitely have the Mascari genes.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you. It was my pleasure and my total privilege to hear the other speakers on the call this morning. And thanks, Robin, for having me on. And thank you for the guidance and, you know, being the kind of person that needs a little bit of direction, because number three, the one word that best sums up my 2011, totally, the word is unpredicted. 12 months ago, if anyone had told me all the things that were going to happen to me or decisions that I was going to make, I would have just said, you've got the wrong crystal ball. There's no way that's all going to happen. It was totally unpredicted. The number four, the greatest lesson that I learned throughout the year in reflection as I started a couple of days ago is to trust my gut. Trust that spirit that resides in me. Trust that little voice. Because as I reflect back, you know, we should have, would have, could have, should have, shouldn't, you know, is something we don't want to entertain. However, it's times that I realize I didn't trust my gut that may have slowed me down, may have made all the difference. And the third one is really my biggest, the most loving service that I performed. And it just happened, Robin. Things sometimes just happen. You don't plan them. It's not predetermined that it's going to happen. I have a grandson who was 7 years old, and he lives on the other side of the country, so I don't get to be with him physically as often as I would like. This is a little guy that is just so full of energy and bouncing off the walls. And I just felt like he was reprimanded a lot and kind of held back. And the morning that I left him last January, actually, I took him to school and he knew I was flying out on the plane. And so it was kind of a little bit of a sad time for us. But I knelt down to him. I remember it was snowing. I knelt down so that I was at his eye level. And I took just a few minutes and told him how very special he was. And just elaborated a little bit and how much I appreciated him and loved him for his specialness.
Wow.
It has carried through the year. The relationship has grown. He talks about it a lot with me on the phone now. He'll call me. And it just started a relationship. So that is something, I'm not sure which question in creating to 2012 would carry over. I need to really express more how special people are when I know them and care about them and appreciate them and let them help to appreciate themselves. It's kind of my goal for 2012.
Oh, thank you, Patty. And the reason I invited people to share, and many of you who are listening, the opportunity is open to you also, is whether we listen to this today or next week or next month, everyone sharing has such wonderful contributions, and I so appreciate each and every one of you. Thank you, Patty, that what you've changed a young man's life, and that was a beautiful, loving service. So I believe we have Genevieve Joshua, who actually is going to be our 30 Minutes of Wisdom interviewee next week, and she is the master of completion and many other things, has been a great contribution to my life. So I call her JJ. Are you with us?
I'm with you and so happy to be with you. Hi, Robin. Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
Well, before I go any further, I just got to give a great big congratulations to Deb for dropping 50 pounds. Way to go, girl. 50 gold stars coming at you.
Thanks, JJ.
That is just wonderful. And Robin, I just want to thank you. I've known you for about 20 years now and have seen the questions for 20 years. But I saw a new question differently yesterday, or a same question differently, and it was, what was your biggest surprise in 2011? And I don't think I would have, without the question, I really would not have had this insight about myself, although it's been kind of obvious all year. So that's one of the powers of these questions, is it mines the wisdom that experience brings you, that when we're running around gaining that experience, doing our lives, we don't always stop and mine the wisdom and the gift. So it was surprising to me to get this surprising answer. As what was the biggest surprise to me in 2011 was how much I grew up. And I'm talking about growing up spiritually. I look back and I went, my gosh, I feel like, and I've been a minister for 20 years and a personal life coach for 30 years and on the personal growth path for, you know, hundreds of lifetimes. But it's kind of like seeing yourself the day you walk into college and then seeing yourself when you're graduating, the growth there. And without your question, I don't know if I would have actually concretized for myself how much maturation into faith and trust of the unseen, of spirit guiding my life, much deeper than any other year in my life. So thank you for the question. Really grateful for that.
Wow.
So I grew up. I was happy to grow up a little bit more, or a lot more. And then my 2012 question was, what advice would you like to give yourself in 2012? And that came as a result of the answer to that question came from the first one, which was, I want to trust more. I want to trust even more and experience how that trust grows me up. Trusting the unseen, trusting that love really is behind everything that happens, even if it looks vicious, that love is present there, and learning to trust that even more. So my advice to JJ in 2012 is remember what you learned in 2011 and trust even more, jump even more into the trust. And I just appreciate so much the opportunity of these questions. I mean, I teach intentional living, and still taking the time, just like you said earlier, to look at these questions and be with yourself. One of the things that you asked, Robin, was, you know, what is the value of these? And one of them is, it is such a profound act of self-love. It's so beautiful. So thanks for getting all those questions out all these years. It's wonderful.
Oh, my goodness, thank you. And the gift to me is hearing you guys, because it's such a wonderful thing to share with people that you love and care about. And every year I print them up and wrap them with a ribbon. I print them on two-sided paper and take them to parties and give them out to family and send them in emails. And, you know, I don't hear from everyone, but I hear great stories. So it's such a gift to be able to touch people at a deeper level. And, you know, JJ, you know, Deb, I thought you were the longest one, but I do think it's JJ because she's been with me a little longer. And, you know, it's wonderful over time. And it's wonderful when they're brand new, too. So let's open up and see if there's anyone else who'd like to share. Nancy, are you on the line? Milligan, are you with us?
Yeah, I'm here.
I'd love to hear from you this morning. Because you've received these several times, haven't you?
Oh, yeah. I've just been so busy with my son. I'm sitting there going, like, what questions? I didn't see them, so I didn't get an opportunity. But I have been totally inspired to go and sit down and reflect on 2011 and put out intentions for 2012.
Thank you so much.
Are you there?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yes, and that's one of the purposes of this, is really to inspire everyone to take some time. And it is that, like JJ says, this profound act of self-love, to give ourselves the time to stop and reflect and acknowledge and complete and then set intention for what's in front of us. So we have a few more minutes. Is there anyone else who'd like to share this morning? Gregory, are you with us?
Yes, I'm here. Thanks. Yeah, I'm here, Robin. Thanks. And, you know, what I'd like to share is what has been said a little bit, and I'll just reinforce it. The greatest joy I get out of these questions not only is, you know, looking back and reflecting back, and it's good, you know, just like, you know, I think of living our life as like driving in our car. it's good to look back in the rearview mirror every once in a while, but you don't want to stare into the mirror or you're going to run crash, you're going to crash into the future. So it's good to glance back and learn some lessons, garner some wisdom, as JJ and others have said, and then take that wisdom forward into the new year and maybe clean the glass a little bit and rechart your course. And so that's a great joy for me individually and personally. But my greatest joy, Robin, as you know, is I've developed this ritual over the last several years of giving to all of our children. And you know, in every year, you know, having a sit down, and I'm looking forward to that. And I've asked them all to complete the question. And sometime between Christmas and New Year's week, you know, going out and having a little special breakfast or lunch or over the phone, depending on where they are, to just, you know, be with them and be in that space and reflect on what their great lessons are and what their vision are for the future is, so I can support them in it. And so for those of you parents on the phone, I really encourage you to share these questions with your children, young and old, because it is a great act of self-love. And thank you for mentioning that, JJ, because, you know thyself, love thyself, and share it with others. So that's the greatest joy for me, Robin, as you know, is, you know, sharing with the children and sharing with our immediate and extended family worldwide.
Thank you, Gregory. Wow. And Gregory did put the invitation out, and it is such a powerful thing. You know, I sent them to a 10-year-old the other day and just said, you might want to sit down with your dad. And he told me on the phone that she already asked him. She said, I got these cool questions. I want to talk to you about them. And he was so touched that it came from her. It was so beautiful. So we just never know. And like Patty was saying, taking that time to really, you know, inspire a young person to start looking this way too. What a gift. What a gift. So who else? Would anyone else want to share a comment or a question or respond or anything about the completion through these questions or creation of the new year?
Hi, this is Dawn.
Dawn. My goodness. Yes, Dawn. Thank you.
Yeah, I'm calling from the Chicago area.
All right.
And I'm really excited about all of these ideas. It's been very inspiring to hear all of us talk about our reflection. I have never done the questions before, and I find that this is a perfect time of year to really understand what we've accomplished. So for me, I was impacted with the first question on 2011. What was your biggest triumph in 2011? I want to say that I've been working on transformation, as most of us do that, and we hear that word an awful lot. In this case, it's a very special kind of transformation that I've entered into about 2.5 years ago and probably will continue for some time, but it has to do specifically with looking at the subconscious and getting in there and discovering what is there that I don't really want to take with me, and actually using certain spiritual technologies to kind of clean it up, erase some past memories and experiences, and as well as certain habits of thought and feeling and behavior, and really getting them all shined up, getting all that, the particles of light that are there all shined up. And I find that it brings me great joy. So I've been doing this for so long now that it's like what I find is the triumph in it is getting over what we call guilt and shame, where we're unhappy with ourselves because of certain things that have happened or things we've done or other people have done, and just kind of getting over the hump of that to accepting everything that I am, including maybe a mistake here and there, and just transforming the whole attitude into beauty and light and honoring all that I am.
Wow. I want to take a deep breath on that. I see this beautiful visual of, you know, taking out the polishing cloth and shining up those particles and making them light and, you know, really bringing to awareness some of those things that have been unconscious that have done the creation. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Well,
wow.
Yeah, and thank you for the opportunity to really think about it and express it that way. So it's been wonderful to hear everyone's contribution.
Yes, thank you all. So we have time for a final comment from anyone, if anyone wants to share.
Robin, this is JJ in Billingham again. And
yes,
one of the questions you and I talked about last night to possibly add to these questions is, what question am I not asking that will yield the greatest opportunity for growth?
Wow.
And that inspires what I call the inner teacher to speak through us outside of the conscious mind to access that higher mind and say, what do I need to know that I don't even know that I need to know that I need to know? And that is a fun question that requires a little bit of quiet time, but it's one that might be inspirational and helpful as well.
JJ, would you repeat that slowly? Because I think a lot of us want to write it down.
Will do my best. What question do I need to ask that will yield the most opportunity for growth that I have not yet asked?
Wow.
What question would be helpful for me to ask that will yield the most opportunity for growth that I haven't yet asked?
Wow.
Well, I want to take a big deep breath on that one and realize that, as many of us know, when we ask questions, it plants a seed that starts working. It's one of my favorite, most powerful tools for personal and spiritual and professional and everything development. So I want to leave and complete with that. And it's so perfect because next week, JJ is going to be our interviewee, and we're going to go a little deeper into how important it is at the end of the year and at the end of anything to what is completion and why is it so powerful and why is it so important. So we're going to be talking about that with Genevieve Joshua on our next 30 Minutes of Wisdom. And at this time, we're going to call our 30 minutes complete on our recording. We'll complete the recording, and we will open up the lines for a few minutes. And thank you all.